Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
We posted a post on our social media just a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, of myself holding up the Eucharist. And as I was holding up the Eucharist, all of a sudden, we transitioned to this movie, to this film-like image of Jesus on the cross and his blood dripping on the cross. Now, I had to delete, I would say, over 200 comments of people who were mean, who were cruel, who were angry and upset. But believe it or not, it wasn't people who don't believe in Jesus who were angry and upset. There were two types of people who were angry and upset. First of all, it was people who don't believe in the Eucharist. People particularly who are not Catholic, who are Christian, but not Catholic. They were so angry, furious. They're saying, this is rubbish, this is not scriptural. Well, mind you, this apart, of course it is scriptural. The Last Supper, it is all there in the scriptures. But apart from that, they were upset because Catholics focus too much on the cross. In fact, if you walk into any Catholic church, how do you identify a Catholic church? Because there's a crucifix as soon as you walk in. A crucifix is an identifier of what it means to be Catholic. Now, Protestants would say, why don't you focus on the resurrection? Because Jesus is no longer on the cross, and you are absolutely right. Yes, we focus on the resurrection. But very often we need to understand that in this life we are here to embrace the cross so that we can make it to the resurrection. Yes, we look at the resurrection. Yes, we look of what is to come. But we need to embrace the cross. Not to put it aside because it is something that God has taken away. Yes, God has taken away our pain and suffering. But we need to recognize what Jesus has done for us. And in every sense, participate in that sacrifice, redemptive suffering, to offer our sufferings up to the cross, yes, but also our temptations, our anxieties, our desire to live for ourselves. Now we put it and place it on the cross. We have the power source, the source and summit. Everything we have the power to do is because of the cross. The resurrection is because of the cross. Why do Catholics focus on the cross? Because we long for the resurrection. We desire the resurrection. And so we are ready to die to our own will to embrace that resurrection in Christ. Don't be afraid of suffering. Don't be afraid of death. Don't be afraid of the cross. Don't be afraid of, over the next few days, spending time in the tenebrae, in the tomb, in the darkness, in the suffering. Because it's not about the darkness and the suffering, it's about the excitement of the hope that is to come. But we need the cross. We cannot access the resurrection without the cross. Jesus, let me die to my own will. Let me understand what you did for me, what you won for me upon the cross, so that I may live in the resurrection.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. We invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com, and we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.